Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
7 minutes from now, we'll hear from our friend Shelby Cassesi. She put a great feature together. This hits different. Jim, buckle up for your friend Billy. You ready for this?
Sure.
Field goal try of 29 yards for Parker Sampson to try to send this into a double-digit situation. The kick is on its way. That kick is up and good. And Western Michigan engineer field goal drive to take the lead back to double digits.
Yeah, and they would win, right? Western Michigan, we all know what happened. Western Michigan wins. You know why I said I had the big overriding question about all this?
Mm-hmm.
Has Pitt showed an upward trajectory or gotten better in the time that Pat Narduzzi has been here? That's your simple question. I can answer that question myself. It seems flat.
It doesn't feel like it after that. I'll tell you that much. You know, I'm trying real hard not to overreact to that game because I know, and I'm not saying you are, anybody else is, upset with Pat Narduzzi after that game. I'm trying real hard to grant him the benefit of the doubt and give him the rest of the year before the frustration starts to boil over into anger, to be quite honest. Because to your point, it doesn't feel like anything's different now 7 years later.
8-5, 8-5, 5-7, 7-7, 8-5, 6-5, and now 2-1. You lose that game to Western Michigan, right? You have games every year you can identify that you lost that you should have won. And off the top of my head, I look at the schedule. BC and NC State last year, you probably should have won those games. Year before the Virginia game to start the season. Before that, you shouldn't have won this game, but you shouldn't have lost 51-6 to Penn State with all that buildup. Give up 51 points to Penn State. Before that, Youngstown takes them to overtime, right? And you also lost the Syracuse game, and you lost the Georgia Tech game. You lost to Oklahoma State the year before that and Miami. You lost to Iowa before that, and Youngstown State scored a gazillion points against them, even though you beat them. There's just game after game, and it's the defensive deficiency that is a big, big problem here. We need to talk about the shape of this program and the trajectory of the program because this is year 7. It's not year 3 anymore. It's not year 5 anymore. It's year 7. And people who are Pitt fans, people who are Pitt alum, and people who are invested in that program, they want a trajectory. And if you're fine with it being where it is and floating along and hoping it gets better, then okay. But I just live, and we should live, I think, in sports in trends. Is it trending up? Is it trending down? It's just going along as far as I'm concerned.
It feels like it's ticketed for another 7-5 or 8-4 all of a sudden.
And is that what the administration wants? Is that what people want who consume this product and pay into this product? Is that what somebody just gave $20 million or whatever for? Because the guy did, you know?
That's what I was thinking. But he must have a little bit of juice in this.
I mean, the job's named after him.
No, but I mean, you're thinking, like, I paid $20 million for this. That's what I'd be thinking.
To lose to Western Michigan.
Yeah.
It's simply not good enough. I don't think that Pitt can be Alabama, that Pitt can be Clemson, that Pitt can be someone like that. But why can't Pitt catch a season every once in a while? And if you look at the top 25 right now, why can't Pitt be North Carolina in football? Why can't Pitt catch a season like, I mean, Fresno State, I think, is ranked. Why can't Pitt be a team like NC State or someone like that? That should happen for Pitt. There's no question that should happen for Pitt.
It should not feel...
They should be able to play with Arkansas.
It should not feel like a monumental success if they go 9-3 or 10-2.
Correct.
It should be, okay, it was an up year. Good. We got a better bowl game.
Why is Iowa State exponentially better than Pitt right now?
I don't know. That I can't answer that one for you. I don't know why the Sunshine's
in Ames, Iowa, 2 days a year. It's in the middle of nowhere, and there's no defined recruiting base. Why is Iowa State better? Because they hired Matt Campbell? And if that's the answer, then hire a better coach here. It's just not good enough.
And to your point about the defense, it would be different if all of a sudden they were unable to score points and they had lost that game, you know, 16-9 or something, right? But, you know, a couple of sloppy plays with the football by Kenny Pickett. But other than that, the offense did their job. They held up their end of the bargain. And this is a guy who was given a head coaching opportunity because of his defensive acumen, right? Everything that he did under D'Antonio at Michigan State. And now here we are wondering how whether he's just a really good defensive coordinator and not the guy to take a program to the next level.
Maryland's on an upward trend right now. You look at a program like that. You can't be like that. Wake Forest, I think, is getting votes in the top 25.
You know, it was 5 years. I had to look this up to see how long ago it was, and it was longer ago than I thought. But when they beat Clemson, okay? Mm-hmm. And so if you would think that you pull that off, and then you would parlay that into that 9-win season that they haven't been able to get to, even 8 wins. And that just never happened.
It always ebbs and flows. It always ebbs and flows. For every plus, there's a minus. And then there's a plus, two pluses, then two minuses. Mm-hmm. It just always seems to stagnate. And it's very strange. But again, it's nothing that's uncommon in the past 40 years of this program. But there has to be that breakthrough hire at some point to where the trajectory of it continues for at least a decade upward. I don't think, again, that I don't have aspirations here that it's Oregon or it's Georgia or it's Alabama or it's Oklahoma or something, but they can't accident into one. Like,
but it is the ACC Coastal.
Right.
And on a weekend where Miami and Virginia Tech both lost, I understand non-conference games for everybody involved, but the ACC Coastal once again was shown to be, I won't say pedestrian, but not exactly remarkable. And they had a chance to, again, non-conference-wise, I get it, but to at least stake a little bit of a claim to the top of the Coastal as they prepare for conference play. And now you're left wondering, who do they beat? I mean, that's what I always look like when we look at it, is the schedule when we get to this point.
Cincinnati's in the top 10.
Oh, yeah.
And they just beat a Big Ten team.
Yeah.
I
look at the rest of the schedule and I say, okay, If everything falls the way it should, and we know with Pitt that's not always a given. Sometimes they'll win one they shouldn't and lose one they shouldn't, like this past weekend. Who are they going to beat to get to 9 wins? They're going to lose to Virginia Tech. They're going to lose to Clemson. They probably lose to either Miami or North Carolina. That's three or four losses. That's 4 losses right there. And you're right back at 8-4, which feels like square one.
Like, I'm okay with Pitt if you lose to the teams you're supposed to lose to and beat the teams that you're supposed to beat. But when you really start losing to the teams that you're supposed to beat, like the Western Michigans of the world, we got a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
We got a big, because then it forces you to step up and beat somebody you're not supposed to.
And Western Michigan also is, and to say that what should happen, because with Pitt, what should happen doesn't, but you know, you'd like to think that would be a game.
Yeah, should happen is an ACC team should beat a team out of that conference every time.
But not only that, but you should blow them out. I mean, win convincingly. And because that's like a others receiving votes kind of thing where you want to, you know, develop. It's the
most frustrating part of it to this year specifically, guys, if it ends up being another 7-5, 8-4 year, will be the wasting of the super senior year of Kenny Pickett.
Correct.
When they should have been able to capitalize on it. Yeah, and other people as well, but Pickett primarily.
Right. Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.